What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Right, I have you on the air right now. David G. Hall, our Vice President of Syndication. Two nights in a row, we've started the show with you, and I don't mind.
Well, Phil, it's important. I also have Dick Buzinski on with me from the Federal Communications Commission.
How are you doing, Phil?
I'm very good, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, and I'm sorry to intrude on your program.
We just wanted to clarify some things. I know you've got a couple of guests tonight, Craig Sheeman from Fox Sports Radio and James Washington, the great football player and broadcaster, and I don't want any embarrassment. I know there's a lot of people in town.
All right. Well, my understanding was this is all about...
Well, Phil, if I could interject.
Go ahead, sir.
We've received a lot of letters from Mr. Brent Bozell of Media Responsibility, some kind of a name like that, and another one from, you know, we had two letters last year about your show, so...
Yeah, so there's some concern. And
two letters, huh?
Just, would you please listen to us now? With regard to the news story today about the guy that died, I want you to go easy with it.
Mr. Cochran?
Ouch!
Okay, see, that's what we're... Ouch! You know, hold on. That's what we're saying, Phil.
Wait a minute. This is a major...
Well, just go easy with the name is all I'm saying.
Cochran.
Come on, will you?
Well, let me do it, then. Phil, we understand one of your sponsors may be Tootsie Pop. Is that correct?
Yeah. The sucker.
See, there he did it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
So if I say the name Johnny Cochran and Tootsie Pop Sucker...
Come on! Ow. Ow.
Who is that?
It's the FCC guy. Ow. You hurt him. You hurt him bad.
Mr. Hendry, I...
No, wait. You guys are telling me, last week it was Rod Price...
There you go with the Rod Price. Rod. I told you about Rod, and yesterday you were talking about what?
I was talking about when my wife and I were taking the bone out of a ham.
Pulling ham. There you go. So now we got Rod pulling ham, and today you want to go with Cochran. Are you trying to get me fired? Are you trying to get us thrown off the air? Because
I don't understand how it is that the name Johnny Cochran...
Ow! Will you please... Come on, you're hurting the man. Plus, you know that commercial we've got for Amco? They'll do a ring job on your car?
Yeah.
I don't want that anywhere near the name of this guy.
So if I say something about Johnny Cochran, and by the way, go get a ring job.
Oh! Ow!
You guys have got to have some pretty dirty mind.
Me? I don't have the dirty mind. It's the people sending letters to this guy.
We get a lot of letters, Phil. And people are understandably upset about what's going on in radio. The whole Janet Jackson thing.
Well, that was on TV.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's basically, it was done on radio. As far as you're concerned and the FCC's concerned, it was done on radio. Because you were the guys that were, and when you say the name of that man, you know, look at him.
Well, what am I supposed to do? The guy died today. It's a major story.
Just don't linger over his name.
If I say Johnny Cochran.
That's too slow. Got to do it faster.
How do I do it faster?
You're lingering over the name. People are going to go, oh, wait a minute. He just said that thing that sounds like a part of a guy. Sounds like a guy's thing. Do it fast.
Johnny Cochran.
No, not that fast. Say his first name, but do the last name fast.
Johnny Cochran.
What do you think?
I don't know. I still heard the bad word.
You guys are kidding, aren't you?
Kidding? You think a $200,000 fine is funny? One day after you're talking about pulling ham?
I was talking about taking a bone out of a ham. And then the other day the guy's name was Rod.
Pulling trains?
We were talking about mass transit.
And what's that other thing you did? Some about,
Well, what about the guy who's on the radio right now?
Who?
The guy from the FCC. His name's Dick Zabrinsky.
So?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that? I can't say Cochran.
Oh, man!
But your name is Dick.
That's right. I don't get the connection. You know something? You got a filthy mind. Reading everything into a guy's name.
What are you guys doing?
This guy, Cochran, was famous. Now, every time you say that name, we want people to know you're just joking around.
What are you talking about?
I want people to know you're kidding so that they won't write the FCC and get you fined. So I've directed Bud to hit the fun horn every time you talk about that man dying.
A man passed on today. A guy who is a respected barrister. And I'm supposed to play a fun horn when I say the name Cochran.
Perfect, Bud.
Thanks, Mr. Hall.
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not kidding you.
It's the only way, Mr. Hendry. Otherwise, we levy fines against all your radio stations, and that'd be bad.
Yeah, it'd be real bad. So go ahead, do it.
Do what?
Say it. Talk about the guy that croaked.
Why don't you have a little respect for the guy?
Just do it.
Johnny Cochran died today.
That's great. Is that it?
No, he died today.
Who?
Mr. Cochran died today.
What, are you going to stop for the horn? Just let the horn, let it be, what do you call that word?
Subliminal.
Yeah, subliminal.
Johnny Cochran died today, and he was a great barrister. Among his clients were Rod Price of Foghat. And the other day, I was pulling a ham and out of the oven. And, by the way, the mass transit in L.A. is pretty bad. I hope we get some trains running here pretty soon.
That's all you got to do.
So in the middle of a newscast, a serious newscast, if the guy's name is Johnny Cochran, I...
Right. Now do the Tootsie Pop commercial. But right after you did the Cochran story.
What are you doing, man? Are you...
I'm just... All eventualities trying to cover it.
Johnny Cochran died today. By the way, have you had a Tootsie Pop sucker? That's great.
Don't overdo it, bud.
That'll be fine, Mr. Hendry. FCC can now put you down in the book as being a good guy, and you won't get fined, and you're not dirty or anything. We just want to know nothing dirty.
Let me ask you guys a question, if I could.
Sure.
You don't get the guy's name is Dick.
What about it?
Yeah, what do you mean? That's the name my mother and father gave me.
What, do you want to play the fun horn after him? He'll hit you with a $500,000 fine.
Well, I'd like to thank Mr. Dick Zabrinsky for being here on...
What is that, some kind of a smart-ass thing?
You think my name's dirty?
Okay, thanks a lot, gentlemen.
All right, I'll be listening.
Yeah. That was David G. Hall and Mr. Dick Zabrinsky from the FCC, and we've been talking about Johnny Cochran dying, and they don't want me to say that close to anything having to do with getting new rings for your car or a Tootsie Pop sucker. I understand Johnny Cochran liked Tootsie Pop suckers.
All right, my right arm's getting tired.
Sorry. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we'll be talking with Bob Green about what he's doing at his grocery store every time somebody mentions the Johnny Cochran case. And we're also going to be speaking with Bobby Dooley, who is on her way to Florida to help save Terry Schiavo. Bobby Dooley will be... What are you blowing the horn for that for?
I don't know. It just sounded dirty.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, and...
I can't take any chances.
Oh, so my name's dirty, huh?
Maybe.
Your name's Bud Dickman. 1-800... I'm going to come over there. I'm going to belt you so hard, man.
Can't hit me.
Do you really, seriously, Bud, I'll come over and I'll smack you so hard, man, you'll be freaking picking teeth out of your, you'll be crapping teeth.
You said a dirty word.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Johnny Cochran died today.
Oh, will you stop it?
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go to Lloyd in Alhambra. Hi, Lloyd. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the Michael Jackson case. And my wife was telling me that...
Okay, could you, sir?
Yes, sir.
I think you've got a bad cell connection.
All right, hold on. I've got one of those cordless phones.
Yes, sir. Get closer to the base.
All right, hold on for a minute. All right. How's that? Is that better or is it...
No, sir. I think what you got is one of those headsets.
Huh?
What are the headset things that people plug in?
Oh, okay. Let me see how to buy a recipe.
My wife today was at...
Did you say?
Just take your headset out, because it's probably a cell. My wife was talking to me today on the phone. That's what it sounded like, because she had that little earpiece thing.
Right.
Nah, no good, man.
How is that, sir?
That's fine.
I'm over at my place, and I've retired, but I'm still working. I'm in the heating and plumbing business, and we're having an audit today, and everyone's moving equipment in and out. Got a water boiler, got to put in it.
Well, that's fine. Why did you call, sir?
Oh, I wanted to talk about the Michael Jackson case, and I want to preface it by saying I don't know a lot about this man, Mr. Jackson, but I do know that he is on trial for molestation, sir. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Hold on for a minute. Would somebody close the GD door so I can talk on a talk radio programming?
All right.
Would you close the door? Mr. Henry, my grandson was listening to what I believe was an album by Michael Jackson. That's what I think.
Didn't hear that, sir. You had a horn going off.
My horn did what?
You have a horn?
Oh, I'm terribly... I was listening to the Michael... I was watching my grandson today dancing to a Michael Jackson album. Now, my grandson is only 4 years old. And so you can well imagine that he runs around the house and is all together wearing his little BVDs and whatnot.
Okay.
But on this particular occasion, it was disturbing because as he danced in his underwear, he was listening to a Michael Jackson record. And I do feel at this time, and I did contact Congressman Sylvester, I do feel I've been molested. And I was wondering if you had the phone number of a...
No, wait. How were you molested, sir? Are you kidding?
No, sir, I am not kidding. I'm talking about the well-being of our grandchild.
I understand that, but how do you think you were molested?
Because, sir, is this the talk show?
Yes, it is.
I was watching my grandson dancing in his underwear to a Michael Jackson record.
And so, by extension, you feel you were molested, not your grandson?
No, I don't think my grandson was molested, no. Not at all.
Even though he was in his underwear dancing to this song?
Well, he's only 4 years old, and he doesn't know any better. If he knew that he was dancing in his underwear like he was in some all-male review, that might be something to discuss. But at this particular time, I do feel as if I'd been fondled, and I was wondering if you had a phone number, any hotline that I could call.
No, sir, I don't. I don't have a phone number to a hotline. I wouldn't waste their time. I think that your question and I think that your comments are absurd beyond compare. That's what I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know something? We in this country want to have the freedom of the speech. And, Bobby, would you shut your mouth and get... And I just feel it's wrong. And
what is this?
He called in earlier and he wants to do Hungry Heart.
Oh, come on. Is this the guy?
Yeah.
I want to audition for American Idol. If you don't want to hear me talking about having the fondlement, at least I can sing this song, and it goes something like this. I got a wife in a Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride, and I came back like a river that just doesn't know where it's going. I took the wrong turn, and now I'm monthly flowing. Everybody has a heart. Everybody's got a... Oh, I hate this song.
Well, then why are you doing it for American Idol?
It's the only one on the karaoke disc I got I don't know words to. Gee, did. Everyone's got a thing. I met her in a Kingstown bar, and Johnny Cochran fell in love. Oh, forget it. I can't do this.
No, I don't think you can, man. Don't ever bug me again with your creepy phone calls either, okay? Will you turn that music off, bud?
No, don't turn it off. I want to the music of Hungry Heart, I want to weigh in on the Johnny Cochran death. You see, Mr. Cochran...
Get out of here, both of you guys. Hi, I was listening to a Michael Jackson record. I think I've been fondled. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Do me a favor, will you, bud? Put up on the screen what the guy wants to talk about before you tell me go to line three.
Why?
Why? Because I want to know what the nut's going to talk about. So I got some heads up on what's happening around here.
Okay, I got to call Mr. Hall.
Why?
I'm sorry, I just do.
What are you going to call him for?
I got it. It's on line two.
Phil, I told you.
What did I do?
You said head. Now, what is this? What do I got to do? What do I got to say? To try to get you, impress upon you the seriousness of this matter. The Federal Communications Commission is going to fine radio stations and pull their licenses. Tonight, you said the name of that guy.
Cochran.
Oh. Then you follow that up with heads up. Good going, bud.
Thought I'd throw the horn in there, Mr. Hall, even though you didn't tell me.
All right, well, and if
well, what's the matter?
I don't even know if I can do the show. I don't even know if I can go ahead and do the show now.
Oh, quit being a baby. What do you do?
Well, what are you saying, man? Every other word...
Oh, come on. You can work within it. A good comic doesn't need those filthy words. Just ask Jay Leno.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for that. He's my comedy idol.
Yeah, well, he ought to be. I'll tell you something right now. If you can work clean, you can work clean. That's what I've heard the big comics say. But you come off with heads up, Johnny Cochran. You can't work without the filth, can you?
Just have Bud hit the horn if I say something.
All right. Bud, you got that?
Sorry, Mr. Hall. I'll use my discretion.
Yeah, use your discretion.
I gotta go get it, though.
Yeah, go get it.
What do you mean, go get it? Anyway, Phil Hendry Show, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Coming up tonight, we will be talking with Bobby Dooley, who is heading up... who is putting together a group of people who are going to go down to Florida and try to save Terry Schiavo. Mr. Robert Greene will be talking with us about the guy that died today, Mr. Cochran. And he's going to be discussing the fact that there are an awful lot of... quote, white people who are offended hearing the name because they were, you know, they thought O.J. was guilty. So that's happening on our radio show tonight, as well as few people checking in from time to time on the program. We will have barbershop talk tonight and perhaps a video game review with the one and only Justin McElroy. And Harvey Wireman is going to weigh in this evening as well on Mr. Cochran. And he'll be talking about him because, you know, Harvey's an attorney and knew Johnny. Yeah, and so he's... Jesus. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Carl. Carl?
Is this the talk program?
Yes, it is.
All right, I've got a couple of things I want to say. I listen to this program, this radio station, I should say, to hear intelligent conversation, and I think you are acting like a child. And
how am I acting like a child?
Well, this constant, you know, the FCC this and the FCC that. You are nowhere near, if you don't flatter yourself, if you think you're some kind of a Howard Stein, because you're not.
All right, sir, I'm not trying to be Howard Stein.
All right, well, the point is, I'm trying to listen to intelligent talk programming. You know what, forget it. Lowry Mays, please.
Sir, I can't transfer you to Lowry Mays because he's in a hospital right now.
Mark Mays, please.
I won't transfer you to him either because the offices are closed.
All right, let me talk to KTK.
Oh, KTK, huh?
Yes, please.
No.
No? Is that what you said? No?
Yeah.
Mister, I feel sorry for you. You know, you are replaceable. And I can tell you, a letter-writing campaign, we started a letter-writing campaign to get you off of a number of radio stations about 6 years ago. Now, you're still on those stations, but a few more letters will get you off.
All right. Well, when you get me off, I hope it feels good.
You filthy bastard.
All right, get him out of here. And thank you very much for that call, sir. In the future, we should be seeing some new inventions, futuristic inventions, things that will be commonplace one day, and yet today they sound like they're just out of this world. We'll be talking with Gary Snail, our computer expert, in a few minutes about futuristic inventions, things that one day you'll just see laying around the house. But today when we talk about them, and I have no idea what it is that Gary's going to be bringing in, but it sounds interesting. Futuristic inventions with computer show expert Gary Snail coming up next, and also a flashback this evening, our by request flashback. Why'd you do that?
You said flatulence.
I didn't say flatulence, I said flashback. What a jackball.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. I'm Gary Snail. Welcome to our computer show. And we've got some mighty interesting devices to introduce you to today here on Gary Snail's computer show. Okay, Don Dugan is here, and Don's got some items that you won't even believe Don's going to show us. But someday, Don, you tell me these are going to be commonplace.
That's exactly right, Gary. These three items I've got in front of you.
Well, instead of telling me what they might do, why don't you describe one of them?
This is a rubber bag, okay, that fills with air.
Right.
Now, this will be used in the future for people who are looking to enjoy themselves, let's say, at a party. Now, you sit this, why don't you get up for a minute from your chair, Gary.
All right.
Now, I'll put it under here. Now, sit down.
Okay. All right, so it made a fart noise.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
I don't know. What's this?
All right, this is great. See this?
All right, you have, like, glasses and a plastic nose.
Right. And an artificial mustache, it'll help you disguise yourself in the future. See, now these things are unknown.
Uh-huh. And what's this?
This is a plastic flower that squirts liquid on you. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I've seen all of these things. In a joke store.
You're kidding me. What, are you gonna cry now?
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
Because I come on here to do a show.
Well, I don't want to make you cry.
I came on here to do a show, and you come in with a fart maker. A fart maker, a plastic nose, and a plastic flower that squirts. And you say that's the things from the future.
I really did. I really thought they were.
Well, you got to be the stupidest man I ever met. They aren't from the future. They're from a joke store. And now I don't have any show.
Well, I guess I could, you want me to take over?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Don Dugan, and welcome to Gary Snail's computer show. Gary is crying right now, feeling very depressed, because I brought on a fart maker, a flatulence, a whoopee cushion is what it's called, and I thought it was a futuristic device, but apparently you can buy them in stores. Well, let's take a phone call. Hi, welcome to Gary Snail's computer show.
Hi, is Gary there?
No, he's not. He's crying.
Why?
Well, he got upset because I brought a flatulence, a whoopee cushion, in and made a fart noise with it, and I didn't understand that it wasn't out.
Well, that's kind of got thin skin, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think he does.
All right, well, my question is this. I just bought a Hewlett-Packard desktop. It's got a 17-inch screen. Now, I think the disk drive is crashing on it because when I load in a disk, it doesn't start right away. Is it crashing? Is the hard drive crashing, or do I need to just get a, you know, like a lens cleaner or something?
Well, I'd start out with a lens cleaner. Make sure you got everything's clean in there. Make sure the lens is clean, because you never know it's not going to trigger it. I wouldn't. A lot of people panic and think that their hard drive's crashing.
All right, that's all I want to know. Thanks a lot. Your name's what?
I'm Don Dugan.
And you're there because Gary was crying.
Yeah, Gary cried and ran away.
All right, well, I think you're good. I think you're better than Gary. What a baby.
There's no doubt about it. He really got upset just because he brought in a plastic flower and a thing, you know, that made a fart sound, and I don't understand why. All right, next call. Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Good. This is Don Dugan in for Gary Snail here on the computer show.
I found something in my husband's computer. It's marked my files, I think it's my computer. Do you know anything about that?
Right, that's just a personal file that people can keep personal notes, personal records on a computer.
All right, now it had pictures. I guess you could call it pornography. Is there any way I can delete that without him knowing?
Well, once you delete it, he'll know it's been deleted.
Oh, okay. So I can't delete it without him knowing?
No, you can't delete something without someone knowing that it was deleted, because when he goes to find it, it won't be there.
Oh, I get you. Oh, okay, so that's the mistake I was making.
All right, I hope that clears it up.
It does. And your name is?
I'm Don Dugan.
Where's Gary?
Gary started to cry and got upset because I messed up his show.
Oh, really? Why?
Well, I thought I found a whoopee cushion in a joke store, and I thought it was a futuristic device, but apparently it's all over the place, and it made a gas sound, and he really got upset.
Well, that seems like it's a little extreme.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, thank you. You're very kind, and we love your program, whoever you are.
Well, I'm Don Dugan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's take a call here from E.G. Hi, E.G.
Hey, is this Don?
Yes.
Don, this is E.G. Bill. I'm the owner of the radio station. I think you're doing a hell of a job.
Well, thank you.
And I'm going to ask you if you need a bump feeling.
Well, I can tell you right now, you need to back off that cell phone.
I want to ask you if you have time to fill in next week.
I think I do.
I think Gary's a big baby for running away just because you made, you know, fart noises and squirted him with water.
Well, I think so, but I mean, that's not my call, it's your call.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you come on in, we'll talk turkey.
Okay, should I come to the station?
Come on Wednesday noon, I'll have my girl pencil it in.
All right, sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it, I'm Don Dugan, filling in for Gary Snail, who was crying. Gary was crying and had to go and bury his head in a pillow. This has been The Computer Show with Don Dugan filling in for Gary Snail. The Gary Snail Computer Show. Heard weekdays on this station.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're going to have on Bobby Dooley and Bob Green. Bobby will be talking about the Terry Schiavo case. She's on her way to Florida to intervene, her and about 150 Californians. And it's funny because she thinks that 150 Californians invading Florida will somehow save Terry Schiavo's life. I don't know if you saw the news, but they just zapped some dude that tried to bust into the hospice and, I don't know, give her a drink of water or something. They laid a taser on this guy, bud.
Yeah, that's right.
Why are you so disinterested, man? What the heck is going on with you? But in any event, what we're going to be doing later on is having...
You're right in here.
What the hell are these people doing? Get them out of here, will you?
I'm telling you, this is video.
Freaking people are doing a porn movie. Get them out of here.
I said I could use it.
I'm working in here, you jackass. What do you mean?
You guys have to leave.
They don't want to leave. Bug off. Father James McCordes is with us. Father McCordes, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. I think I'm doing better than you right now. It sounds like it's pandemonium in there. But I do wish and bid you a very good evening to you. I would like at this time, though, my theme music. And
I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's not...
I'm sorry, that's the squeaking bed. Forgive me.
What, is it some kind of a frame-up?
No, it's... Here it is. No, that's not it.
The devil take the women.
Ah, yes. Oh, yes, there it is. The lighting lilt. The beautiful music of me homeland, me country. Good old Ireland. You know, Phil, as the pontiff lay dying in his bed. As he lay dying in his bed. It reminds me of...
Can I just interrupt you for a minute?
Yes.
Why do you need this music?
because it helps me get into the poetic rhythm of things. You see, if there's no music there, then I start sounding like this, and so I need to really... there we go. Otherwise...
So what do? You walk around all day with a cassette player playing that so you sound Irish?
Well, go ahead, kill the music, and I just sound like, you know, how I really am.
Are you trying to tell me that without Irish music, you're black?
Something like that, yeah. So put it back up, will you, man? I got all these people out there that believe I'm an Irish priest. There we go. Now,
that's wild, man.
You know, sir, when the Pontiff lay there
dying, and he was saying, the hell with the music. Put the damn music back on.
When the Pontiff lay dying, he said to me with a big look on his face and a big wide or eyes, he said, Father McWhirters, no Pollock jokes, okay? Jesus,
man. All right, thanks a lot, man.
What do you mean
I'm not even done yet, man? Hey, put the music back up there.
Oh, I got other things I want to say. Every time you
put the music down, I sound like a...
Will you get out of here? What is this, a freak show tonight, bud?
I don't know. They're friends of yours, not mine.
Yeah, your friends came in here trying to shoot a porn movie.
They're not gone.
What do you mean they're not gone? They're trying to... Will you get them out of here? I wonder what Father McWhirters sounds like when he's when that music's on. Hey, Father.
Yes, sir.
What do you sound like when I play this?
Play what, sir? I don't hear any music.
Say now, what a nutty place.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Unreal. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley tonight on The Phil Hendry Show, and Bob Green from Fraser Foods. It's The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hey, don't forget our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. You can find all of those wonderful things that you want to find on our website. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring on the winner of the American Idol competition, Phil Hendry.
You don't bring me flowers. God, this is nuts, Simon.
You're wonderful, Phil. I told you you had it, didn't I? I told that girl her ass was too big, but you were the man.
You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Thanks, Simon. Our web address, so make sure that you email us at that address, phs@philhendryshow.com. That's phs@philhendryshow.com. Okay, let's go to Harvey Wireman, who is going to be talking with us. Harvey, you were an attorney. You worked pro bono, and
I think your echo's still on, Phil. I didn't want to.
You don't have to point that out.
Well, I could hear you
reverberating.
Yeah. Speaking of reverberating, can I have just a moment? I've got to hit the can.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, in any event, Mr. Johnny Cochran died today at the age of 67. This is a man who obviously was one of the great barristers. The tradition of great attorneys in America is just long-standing, from the Jerry Geislers to the Clarence Darrows to the William Jennings Bryans and people like that. These are all people who kind of carved their own niche. And
all right, I'm back. What are you doing?
I'm talking about Mr. Cochran.
Yes. Well, Phil, I first met Johnny Gilboy.
Cochran.
Cochran, I'm sorry. I got to get my glasses. Could you get the glasses out of there? I met Johnny Cochran when I had just gotten out of the Marine. Well, actually, he was a kid then when I got out of the Marine, so I couldn't have met him then. I must have met him some other time. Well, anyway, I met him. And he was with the L.A. God, I can't do that. See, the nerve endings are so shot in my brain that to do a really quick staccato consonant,
your mouth gives up, huh?
Well, my brain gives out before I can get it out.
District attorney.
District attorney. And he, I tell you, he, you knew he was a sharp kid then. Now, when he finally took on the Anjan Agnes Simpson.
O.J.?
O.J. Simpson case. The guy was running, he was running wild. And you knew when you met Bob?
Johnny?
Johnny Cochran. He was going to kick some butt. So, I tell you, I liked him. I thought O.J. was innocent.
Oh, you did?
Oh, are you kidding? How could you think he was guilty?
What are you talking about, man? I mean, the guy, they had
Well, yeah, well, tell me, what did they have? They had tainted evidence. They had a glove that didn't even fit his hand. And they had one shoe print of a Bruno Mamli that anybody could own. You could. Maybe you killed her. See what I'm saying? So I think that O.J. Seymour?
O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson was as innocent as a baby's rear end. Just as clean as a baby's butt. And I think Johnny Caperton.
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran.
You know what? Forget it, man.
Well, what's the matter?
Just never mind. Speaking of whether or not he's guilty or whether O.J. even figures in any of this, you know, that was the case that made Mr. Cochran. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. That's the one that made him famous, the way he is today. But he was an attorney of renown long before that, did many, many cases, as Harvey pointed out, was with the DA's office in L.A. County for a long time. So he's on the other side, too. He's a prosecutor. And tonight we're going to be speaking with Robert Green, who is the CEO of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. Now, apparently, Mr. Green doesn't want any of his black employees talking about Johnny Cochran because the mere mention of his name drives white people crazy. Because he was obviously the man instrumental in getting O.J. Simpson acquitted from those murder charges. The closest moment in the history of the American society that white people came to rioting, other than World War II. Which is basically a white person's riot, if you think about it. So,
that's really great, Phil. Thanks.
All right, so I'm sorry. So in any event, tonight, Mr. Green will be talking about his employees and how he's doing that. And also, Bobby Dooley tonight from her home in California. She's on her way to Florida. Terry Schiavo will be the topic of conversation next hour as Bobby Dooley attempts to get her rehooked up to the machine or whatever the hell it is that Bobby thinks she's going to do. That's coming up next hour. Our web address is www.philhenryshow.com and our email is phs@philhenryshow.com. And on our website tonight, you can take a look at the picture of our brand new crew, me and Michelle and Harry and Mark and Web Thug Doug. And we also have brand new stuff in the souvenir shop, baby, so check that out. And also while you're there, pick up a copy of our Best of 2004 CD and just anything else you want to spend money on. Don't forget on the 17th of April at the Alex Theater in Glendale, California. It's going to be Christopher Titus, Bill Maher, and Joe Rogan. Comedy benefit from my friend's place. It's Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.